Today's daf is Nida Daf Lamed He, and we are 15 lines from the top of Daf Lamed Dalet Amid Beis, the two dots, Dam Tahira Shel Metzairas. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Refuah Shalema for Shlomo Ben Tzara Alizah. So the Mishnah on Daf Lamed Dalet Amid Aleph brought three machloikas in between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. And the first two were wrapped into one, although, really, after going through the sugyas, we'll see that they have nothing to do with each other. The Mishnah said, "Dam oyvedes keichovim, v'dam tahayra shal mitzayras." The dam of a non-Jewish woman who doesn't have hilchas nida midayraisa, midrabanan, however she does. So the dam of oyvedes keichovim and the dam tahayra of a mitzayras, b'shami b'tarim, b'shami said both atar, u'beisol oyrim, b'isol says, they're tamei keruka, so in yesterday's daf, we went through in detail the halacha of dam oyvedes kechavim, specifically what the machloikas between Bisham and Bisil is. Is today the Gemara is going to discuss the second part of this machloikas, and that is dam tahayra shal mitzayras. According to Bisham, Aitar, according to Bisil, it's going to be tami. So just a little bit of an introduction. Number one, the halacha is that the mayon that is yoytze of any person that has tuma hayoytze migufe is tami. So what's a mayan? A mayan is a liquid that comes out of a person's body. Saliva, urine, any liquid that comes out of a person that's tummy, but not any tummy. Someone whose tummy is unique in that he or she became tummy because of tumma that emanated from his or her body, such as a nida, a zav, a zava, or a mitzayra. The halacha is that that mayan is tummy. If somebody touches the mayan, the halacha is he is going to be tummy. Dam is not considered a mayan. So although dam is sometimes very, very tame, such as dam nida, but dam, blood in general, regardless of where the blood comes from, if it drips out of a person who has tuma yoytze migufay, the dam is not going to be considered a mayan. The reason is because a mayan, quote-unquote, flows. When dam leaves a person's body, it doesn't flow, it drips. It's for that reason the halacha is that dam that's yoytze from such a person is not going to be considered tummy. The Gemara's discussion is, and really the machloikis b'shamei b'sil, is what about dam from the makar? Is dam from the makar different, or is dam from the makar not different? And really the only place that shaila's negeya is dam tahar. Because ordinarily, a woman that bleeds from her makar, the dam is going to be tame anyways. It's going to be tame because it's dam nida, and just like a nida's tame, the dam nida itself is also tame. So really, with this shaila is negeya, the dam of a makar that to discuss whether it's going to be tummy because it's a mayan or not going to be tummy because it's a mayan is really only if it was dam tahar. Where the dam, for whatever reason, is not tummy. What would be an example of dam tahar? She saw it during her yemei taira. Another example would be if it's not one of the colors of dam that's tummy. So the shaila would be, bekahai gavna, do we look at the dam as being a mayan or do we not look at it as being a mayan? Specifically, the shaila was posed with regards to the dam tahaira of a mitzoyraz. So that's the female mitzoyra. Her mayonais are tame. Dam ordinarily is not treated as a mayon. The question is, what about dam from the makar? So you'll tell me, what do you mean? Dam from the makar is anyways tame. No, it's negeya, dam tahayra. And that's the shayla. Bishamay said, dam tahayra of a mitzayras is tar. Beisul said that dam tahayra of a mitzayras is not going to be tar. Rather, it's going to be tame. Says the Gemara, my tami de Beisul, what's Bishamay Beisul that holds that the dam tahayra of a mitzayras is tame? Why does the Gemara start my time in the Beis Hillel, not my time in the Beis Shammai? Because at first glance, you would think that Beis Shammai is right. If dam is never considered a mayan, so why should dam from the makar be any different? Says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, it says in the parasha of Zav, v'hadova b'nidasa, v'hazov es zoivoy, la'zachar v'lanakeva. And apparently the words la'zachar v'lanakeva were extra. And again, this is a pasuk in the parasha of Azov. La'zachar l'rabbis mitzayra l'maynoisav, v'lanakeva l'rabbis mitzayras l'maynoisav. The word la'zachar teaches me that a mitzayra's mayonois atame, meaning without this pasuk, I wouldn't know that that halacha relates to a mitzayra. The general halacha that a mitzayra is mayon is tame is learned out from that pasuk. V'lanakev is teaching me that a mitzayras is mayonos are tame as well. So it's interesting. We're learning a very basic halacha with regards to tumas mitzayra from a pasuk in the parasha of tumas ziv. But either way, it says that we're mayonos. When we say that l'nekev is coming to be marba that a mitzeres mayonois are tummy. What do we mean? Ilei mishar mayonisel. Do we mean the regular mayonois mizachar nafka? Why can't I learn it from zachar? Meaning, once I know that a zachar mitzeres mayon is tummy, why would I think that an akeva's mayon is any different? Ella says the gemara ludama must be. It's coming to teach me something else. It's coming to teach me her dam latami dam tayrishala, and obviously her dam tar, because her dam tummy is anyways tummy. So must be it's coming to teach me her dam tar. Says the gemara ubeishamai. That is. Why does Beishamai argue? Meaning, Beisil now has a makar. His makar was that it says v'lan a keva in the parasha of Zava to teach me a special halacha about the mayan of a mitzayra, or specifically a mitzayras. I don't need it to tell me the ikar halacha that the mayan of a mitzayras is tell me, because I can learn that out from the fact that a mitzayra's mayan is tell me. Must be, it's coming to teach me a chiddush. The chiddush is damto. Says the Gemara Beishamai, he holds that a keva mizachal ayasi. No, you're right. I agree. Lazachar is l'rabbis mitzayra l'maynoisav. I agree. In a keva is l'rabbis mitzayras l'maynoisav. But now in a cave, it's coming to teach me a new chiddush in the mayan of a mitzayras, specifically dam toyer. No, it's coming to teach me the ikar halacha. I need a pasuk to tell me that the male version of the mitzayras mayan is tummy and the female version. What was Beisol's taina? Why can't I learn the cave from zachar? Says the gemara, Beishami holds the cave from zachar layasu. Think of the mitzvah. Malo zachar shekein tam priya ufrima va'asa b'tash b'shamita. Because you find chumras in the halachas of a zachar mitzayra versus an akeva mitzayra. Number one, the halacha is that a male mitzayra has to grow his hair long. He's not allowed to cut his hair during certain periods. Then he has to shave his hair, but during the certain times, he has to let it grow. He has to tear his clothing. He's also b'tash m'shamita. Toivim in akeva d'loy. But by an akeva, you don't have those halachas. So being that you find that the mitzayra zachar is more chamed than the akeva mitzayra, so I would have thought, had we only known the halacha of the zachar to teach me that the mayan of a mitzayra is tamei, maybe it's only the zachar, maybe it's not the akeva. So therefore, I need the zachar and the keva. The keva is not extra. If it's not extra, I can't use it to be married. But tam tayr beisilo. So beisilo says you're right. But lichtev rechmana ben a keva. But like by zachar, you're right. The keva is not extra because I can never learn the keva from zachar. But why didn't it say zachar? And I learned. Nekeva, and I learned Zachar from Nekeva. No, I mean, my Nekeva, she's not to your Priya Prima Veina, so Batash Shamito. Madach Nekeva, who's Dine Mitzoyra, a more Kuladig. No Priya, no Frima, there's no Isatashmish. Still, Rabbi Rachman of mine is still, still that Lachas or mine is going to be Tome, Zachar like Kolshkein. So, says base. Hillel, it's not Lenekeva that's extra, it's Le Zachar that's extra. Okay, so how are you going to learn from Le Zachar that the dam, that's yoitzer from the makar of a mitzayras is tamei. How are you learning that from a zachar? Zachar doesn't have a makar. Imeino inyan lezachar, because we don't need it. Tneyo inyan lenekeva. Vimeino inyan lemaynoisel, because I already have lenekeva to teach me maynoisel. Tneyo inyan ledama letame dam tahayra shelos. Says the Gemara Beishamai. What about Beishamai? He holds zachar in a keva layasi. Just like you can't learn a keva from zachar, you can't learn zachar from the keva. Why? Nekeva from Zachar, we said you can't learn because the halacha is a mitzayr of a zachar, more chamer than the halachas of a mitzayras of a nekeva. Priya, freeman, tashma, shamita. But in the reverse, once I know nekeva's mayan is tamei, certainly shouldn't the zachar's mayan be tamei? The Gemara says, dekele mifrach, mala nekevish came mitama be'oinis, toimer be'zachar deloy. The halacha is a zava, not a mitzayras, a zava that sees her ziva be'oinis is considered a zava. A zav that sees his ziva be'oynis is not considered. So you see, nekeva's mochamer with regards to ziva. So if it's mochamer with regards to ziva, I can't learn the mayon of a zachar mitzayra from the mayon of a mitzayras nekeva. But the Gemara says, u'beisil, freit beisil, what shaychis, kaimi b'mitzayra u'parchi mili de zav. We're discussing hilchitz mitzayra. You're asking me a kasha from zav. I'm timing that why can I learn mayon hayoytzi from a mitzayra, from the mayon that's yoytzi from nekeva? You're going to tell me because zachar is more chamer than a keva. Where do you find that zachar is more chamer than a keva? You find it with regards to, or nekeva is more chamer than zachar, because a nekeva betumah zav is metama ba'oynis, and a zav is not, the zachar version is not metama ba'oynis. I understand, but we're not discussing hilchas ziva. We're discussing hilchas mitzayra. Says the Gemara, Beishamai is going to tell you, I hear what you're saying, but shum tuma parchi. But at the end of the day, you do find the chumrah by a nekeva as relates to tuma of a zachar, and it's for that reason I think you would never be able to learn zachar from a nekeva. You also can't learn a nekeva from zachar. That's why according to Beishamai, there's nothing extra. The zachar teaches me the mayan of a mitzayra. The nekeva teaches me the mayan of a nekeva. There is nothing extra to teach me that the dam tahar that comes from the makar of a mitzayras is going to be tamei. Going to be so, that's actually Yibay Yisem, another Teretz, Amiluch Beishamai. Beishamai is going to tell you, Hai Lezachar Yibay Yilay. You're right, technically you should have been able to learn Zachar, Mitzayra, from the Keva Mitzayras. And based on that, Zachar should be extra. But whereas you may still think that what we do with the Zachar is a Meinu Inyan, it teaches me the damn Torah of a Mitzvah Ras, I learn it for something else. Kol Shu Zachar Ben Gadol Ben Katan. To teach me that even a Katan that sees Ziva is already Tamri. So, Nafkulum Yizoyis Teres Hazal Ben Gadol Ben Katan. We still learned that out from somewhere else. Excel. Either way. So we had again. Two machloikis in between Mishavim Bisil in the opening line of the Mishnah on Daf Lamed Aleph Lamed Aleph. Damo Yvedes Kechavim V'dam Teres Shal Mitzayras. In both cases, Beis Shammai, who's usually Machmer, is actually Mekel, and Beis Silva was usually Mekel as Machmer. Beis Shammai held that the dam of a non-Jewish woman is Tahar. Additionally, the dam Tahira of the Mitzayras is Tahar. Beis Silva held the dam of Yvedes Kechavim is Tamei. The dam Tahira of a Mitzayras is Tamei. As it relates to dam Yvedes Kechavim that the Gemara addressed in yesterday's daf, as it relates to the dam Tahira Shal Mitzayras, so we just saw the Machlekes right now. Really, the dam Tahira of a Mitzayras should not be Tamei. The reason it would be Tamei is because it's a Mayim, but dam is never considered a Mayim. Stating that, Beis Hill holds that it's learned out from a Pasuk. The Pasuk says, Lezachar Velanekeva in the Parsha of Ziva, the word Lezachar is extra. And the word Lazachar teaches me a chiddush in the Mayan of a Mitzayras, specifically that down from a Makar, where it otherwise would be Tar, such as Dam Toyar, is still going to be Tameh. Really, it's a great leap of faith, because Beis Hill, in order to say this drasha, has to make two Imeinoy Inyans. Number one, he's using the word Lazachar to teach me Aloch about Tumas Nekeva. And number two, the word Lazachar is in the parish of Ziva, and he's teaching it from there, a halacha in Dine Mitzayra. But Imeinu Yinyan, it's something that you're allowed to invoke, and that's what Beis Hillel did. Beis Shammai deflected that, and it's for that reason, in Beis Shammai's world, you're not going to have this halacha. Before we go weiter, just one very, very short ha'ara, and that is that the Gemara mentioned here, the Derech Agav, in its Pirchos, in the Shakla Vitaria, that there's a chumrah by a Mitzayra versus a Mitzayra'as. So Mitzayra has a chumrah in that there's Priya, Frima, and there's an Issa Tashma Shamita. A Mitzayras doesn't have that halacha. The question is why? What's the difference between a Mitzayra and a Mitzayras? If there's a Din, Priya, Frima, and Issa Tashma Shamita, so why should there be a Nafkamina between the Zachar and the Nekefa? So I'll tell you something interesting. The Rambam in Hilchas Tumas Saras, Perik Yud, Halachavav, says as follows. Mitzvah Saseh, Shiyiya HaMitzayra HaMuchlot. This is a Mitzayra that we know for sure is a Mitzayra. He's not just in this in-between stage where we're trying to determine whether he's a Mitzayra or not. He's a Mitzayra Muchlet. So says the Rambam, there's a mitzvah that say that he should be Mechusa Roish, Kol Yomei Chilukot. He should cover his head. Va'oita al safam ka'avel. And he should literally have a head covering like Davelim used to have. U'poirim begadav. He should tear his clothing. U'maydiya ha'oivrim olav shu tamin. Anyone that comes to me should tell him he's tamin. Shenemar. Va'atzaru ha'shabaya nega v'goymer. Says the Rambam, I'm skipping. Va'asir b'sheil ha'shalom kol yamei chivutei ka'avel. Says the Rambam, a mitzayr is not allowed to give shalom aleichem to somebody. He's also literally b'sheil ha'shalom like an avel. Shenemar v'al safam yatesh yu sfasav devukos. Either way, it's mavur in the Rambam, that a mitzayra has to be noyeg certain dinei avelos. Again, mitzvah saseh shia mitzayra muchlet mechusir roish kol yamei chilutai va'oita al safam ke'avel. And then the Rambam says again, va'asa b'sheil ha'sholim kol yamei chilutai ke'avel. The Achronim say that you see from the Lashon Rambam that there are really two dinim in the mitzayra. A mitzayra is tamei. We're talking about the mayan of a mitzayra. We'll see more about the mitzayra in the course of today's daf. So a mitzayra has a unique place in halacha as it relates to dinei tumah v'tahira. Hilchas tumas tzaras. That's the name of the Rambam Shulchan Aruch when it comes to the halachas of mitzayra. It's in the tahira chelak of the Rambam Ziyad Chazaka. So there's no question a mitzayra is tamei, and there's a dinei tumah v'tahira component that every mitzayra needs to conduct and needs to observe. But at the same time, a mitzayra is also an avel. There's a hilchas avelus that permeates the laws of Mitzayra, and says the Rambam, some of the dinim are related to avelus. So say the Achroinim, that the chilik between a Mitzayra and a Mitzayras is with regards to the dinim avelus. As it relates to the tumah v'tahira of the Mitzayra, there's no difference between a Mitzayra and a Mitzayras. They're both tameh, and they both have these chumras as it relates to the tumah v'tahira, where the Mitzayra and the Mitzayras really split, where they go in different directions. It's as it relates to the hilchas avelus. Priya, Freeman, Issa, Tashma, Shamita are all midine avelos. That's something that's only noig by the Zachar. That's something that's not noig by the Nekeva. Just to conclude this short ha'ara with a machshava, and that is that. So why is it that an oval has to be noig dine avelos? I mean, why is he an oval? Who exactly is he mourning? So I was thinking maybe he's mourning himself.
because the Metzora is Chashuv Kemeis. We know this Dalid that a Chashuvim Kemeis could be the Metzora who now became a Metzora. This is the Eibishter's way of telling him that you're Chashuv Kemeis. Obviously, he's been making some poor life decisions. See, he sits down and he's Noyeg Avelos. Who's he mourning? Kobe is mourning himself. Either way, says the Gemara Vaita. Omer Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef said, Ki poshid Rav Shimon ben Lachish v'zav. When Rav Shimon ben Lachish used to give shir with regards to the Lachish v'zav, boy hachi, he would pose the following question. Re'ir Rishonish shal zav katamau. What's the halacha? If a zav, that's a katon, and katon as it relates to zav means he's younger than 9 years old. He's not a bar bia yet. And he has a rear rishoina. So what's the halacha? Ma'u shetetame b'maga. Is it metame b'maga, or is it not metame b'maga? What was the shayla? Zayis teres azov, ashetetim menu, shichvazer, omer achmono, kol shichvazer, shalei metame, rishoina shalei metame. Do we say that, being that the Torah equated a zav to a balkari, so wherever shichvazer, which is the carry, is metame, that's when the rear rishoina is metamo. V'ha'i kimi the shich vazera shalom goy metamo. But being that a katan, someone that's younger than 9 years old, his shich vazera is not metamo. So maybe the zaz re rishayna nami loy tetamo. I don't know, or maybe no. Kimi the ilu iu chazi tarti mitstar for metamio. Being that if he would have seen another iu while he was a katan, then he would have become a proper tame. So maybe the rear rishoina, even if he doesn't see the rear shnia, is going to be tame as well. So what exactly is going on over here? So for this, really, to appreciate this question, we need a little bit of a longer introduction. And this is an introduction to some of the daffin that we're going to be learning now. So again, we're learning Masechtas Nida, and really as a subtext to Masechtas Nida, you have the halachas of Zav and Zava. So again, let's chazer. What's a Zav? What's a Zava? Zava first. A woman that sees dam, what would ordinarily be dam nida, but during the 11 latter days of her 18-day cycle, becomes a zava. If she sees it once, one day, she has a din of a zava ketana. A zava ketana has to be shemeres yom keneged yom. She has to be clean one day. As long as one day she's clean, she can go to the mikvah. She's going to be tar. If she sees it 2 days, she also has to be shemeres yom keneged yom. She has to be shemeres one day, not 2 days. And the halach is, she's going to be tar. If she sees it 3 days, so then the halach is, she goes from being a zava ketana to a zava gedoyla. A zava gedoyla is more chomer. Most notably, in order for a zava gedoyla to become tahar, she has to have shivin nekiyim. Additionally, in order for a zava gedoyla to become Tara, she would have to bring a carbon. So a Zava is a woman that sees Dam Nida, but whereas when a woman sees it during the first 7 days of the 18-day cycle, the Dam Nida would make her a Nida. If she sees it during the next 11 days of the 18-day cycle, it wouldn't make her a Nida, it would make her a Zava. And depending on if she saw 1 day, 2 days versus 3 days, that will determine whether she's a Zava Ketana or a Zava Gedayla, and it has a tremendous impact as it relates to Halach. That's a Zava. What about a Zav? A Zav is a man that has a discharge, not blood like a Zava, but rather it's a discharge that's similar to Zera. In fact, the Gemara later is going to discuss what exactly the difference is between a regular Shichva Zera and between Ziva. It seems to be very, very subtle. But the point is that it's not a Mara Odoim, it's a Mara Loivon. So he had this discharge. It has nothing to do with the 7 days, has nothing to do with the 11 days. A man doesn't have an 18-day cycle. But rather, it's depending on the discharge that came out, is it the Zera version? So then he's a Balkari. If it's the Zav version, so then the halacha is, he's going to be a Zav. The halacha of Zav is different than Zav in a few ways. Number one, if a Zav sees this Ziva one time, so the halacha is, he's Tame. But he's Tame like a Balkari, which means that his tuma is a quote-unquote tumakala. So a balkari, any person that's moitzi shichvazera, even behet, not necessarily the vatala, he became tame, which meant that he himself is tame, has to go to the mikvah. Additionally, he was, the keri itself was tame. The keri, if somebody would touch, it would be as if he touched the sheretz. It's an avatoma, he would become tame. So a zav, when he sees his re'ir rishoina, he's like a balkari. The halach is he becomes tame, and the halach is that the ziva itself is also tame. If he sees
two zivois, not once, twice. And by the way, when it comes to the zav, we'll see a lot more about this at the end of the daf. It doesn't matter if it's on one day or 2 days or 3 days. It's re'iyos that matter. It's not yomim, right? Zav, days are what matter. It's the days that are mechalik. When it comes to a man, it's the re'iyos themselves that are mechalik. So if he sees two re'iyos, and now already he gets upgraded. Now he becomes a zav gadol, so to speak. L'may nafkemina. Now, in order for him to become tar, he would have to have shivin akiyim. So once upon a time, there was a concept of shivin akiyim for a man as well. If he's white, he's shech vazer, there's no shivin akiyim. Even if he had ziva one time, there's no shivin akiyim. If he had ziva twice, at that point, there is going to be shivin akiyim. What happens if he has ziva a third time? So now he gets upgraded even more. Now, in order for him to become tar, not only would he need shivin akiyim, now he would have to bring a carbon. So when it comes to a zava, one and two really have the same shulchan aruch. It's three where it becomes different. When it comes to a zav, it matters, was it a riyah rishoyna? Was it already a riyah shniya? Or was it a riyah shlishas? Additionally, when you talk about zav, you're talking about yomim. When you're talking about zav, what you're talking about is riyos. One of the nafkaminos between a zav that had one riyah and had two riyos is as it relates to the ziva itself. So we said that when a zav has one riyah, he's treated like a balkari. He himself is like a balkari. The ziva itself, the discharge, has similar halachas to shichva zera. However, once he has a second re'iyah, just like he himself becomes more tami, he now needs shivin akiyim, the ziva itself is more tami as well. It's not only metame b'maga, now it's going to be metame b'masa, which throughout the vernacular of the laws of tumah v'tahira, tumas masa is often referred to as so we saw this in the Sechtes Chumah a lot, right? The Gemara, when it compares and contrasts different tumas, so sometimes we'll talk about a tumah kala and tumah chamura. The classic example is tumah sheretz is tumah kala. Because the only way you become tame is by touch, through sheretz, is by touching the sheretz. You have to make direct contact with the sheretz. Otherwise, it wouldn't be tame. Tumas nevela, for example, is tumah chamura because it's also metame b'masa. So as it relates to the zav, the riyah rishon is tumah kala because it's only metame b'maga. The riyah shni is already tumah chamura because it's also metame b'masa. But this is the main point that we need as the backdrop for the daf. And that is when a zav has a riyah rishonah, he's tame, but like a balkari, which high level is tumah kala. Once he has a second re'iyah, now it's already tumah chamura. Now the ziva is already metame b'masa, now he already needs shivin akiyim. Now if he sees it again, he's going to have to bring a carbon. But the riyah rishonah, he's like a man. The reason that's the way it is, it's gzeiras hakasav. Because the pasuk says, zois teiras hazav, v'ashetetzim imenu shich vazera. We equate the zav to the balkari. V'ashetetzim imenu shich vazera is a balkari. Zois teiras hazav is a zav. Which zav is like a balkari? It's the zav bal riyah rishonah. Because the zav bal riyah shniyah is very different than the balkari. Bal riyah shlishis, forget about it. So it's only the riyah rishonah. So you see that a zav bal riyah rishonah, his halacha is balkari. And really, the Gemara is going to try to figure out how far do we take this hekesh. He's mamash a balkari, like all the halachas, any cooler you can find a balkari, that usually you don't have by a zav. Now you're going to apply to a zav, because what do you mean? A zav bal riyah rishonah is like a balkari? Or not necessarily. So the first shayla that the Gemara said, let's see it again inside. Amar Rav Yosef, ki pashu Rav Shimon ben Lakish b'zav, where Rav Shimon ben Lakish used to learn the halacha of zav, ayahachi posed the following question, now it's going to go smoothly. Riyah rishonah shel zav, cut him out. What's the halacha if a zav, a young child, he's literally, he's a year old, he has a riyah rishonah of a zav, what's the halacha? What's the backdrop? We saw already a few times that a zav, like a zava, like a nida, even a tinik ben yoy mechad, if he has ziva, he becomes tamei. A balkari, you don't become a balkari unless you're 9 years old. You have to be a barbia in order for the kari to be tamei to maskeri. So that was the shayla. Maushet tamei b'maga. Would it be metamei b'maga? Why maga? Because it's only riyah rishonah. Yeah, anyway, he's not going to have masa until the riyah shniya. The question is, but tumas maga, which again is just another way of saying tumas kala, will the zav bal riyah rishonah have the tumah kala or no? What's the question? Zayis teres hazav ashtetz v'mishich v'zav rachmano kol shich v'zav shleim etam riyah rishonah shleim etam. V'aytim in the shich v'zav shleim etam riyah rishonah nami leim etam. We have the hekesh. So being that there's no tumas keri for such a katan, so maybe there's no halacha of zav riyah rishonah either. Idom akim et ilu iu chazi tarti mitzarfa metamya. What will happen if this kid has a second riyah? For sure he's going to be a zav. That's the halacha of kol shehu zachar ben gadol ben kat. Doesn't matter how young you are, you could be a zav. So once he has a second riyah, for sure. So you see that even though the riyah rishon of a zav is like keri, but it's not mamish because it's possible. It's like a chatzis shir. Because if there's another chatzis shir, now it's going to be mitzdarf b'chtei achilas pras, right? So you'll have the tziruf. So maybe even the first,
You should say, maybe you should look at it as if it's going to be a problem. The Gemara just brought that braisa. We have a hekesh between the Zov, Bal Rir Rishoyna, and the Balkari. But we also have a hekesh within the world of the Zov. So it's Teres Azov. We lumped all the Zovos together. So the Zov Gadol and the Zov Kotel. Just like the Zov Gadol, his Rir Rishoyna, is a real Rir. It's Metama, albeit Tuma Kala, Tuma Smaga. So too, the Rir Rishoyna of the Kotel will be mit Hamaboy Rabbi Yosef. Another Shiloh. Rir Rishoyna shall mitzaira ma'u shetetama b'masa. Okay, so the Rir Rishoyna, every word here matters, of the Mitzayra. Will it be Mitama Tumas Masa? Now, the Rir Rishoyna is never Mitama Tumas Masa. We just said the Rir Rishoyna is like a carry. Carries Mitama B'maga, not B'masa. It's Tumakal, it's not Tumachamur. What's the Shaila? The Shaila is the Rir Rishoyna of a Mitzayra. What's unique about the Ziva of a Mitzayra? Oh, because a Mitzayra, we just said earlier, his Mayono is Atame. See, Ishlachkar, what's the halacha regarding the Ziva of a Mitzayra? Is it considered a Mayon, or is it not considered a Mayon? If it's considered a Mayon, then it's going to be Tumachamura, and now it's not only going to be Metama Tumas Mago, it's going to be Metama Tumas Masa. If it's not a Mayon, then it's a regular Ziva. Regular Ziva, Rir Rishoyna, is Tumakala. So that was the Shaila. The Shaila's Rir Rishoyna is ordinarily Tumakala. What about the Rir Rishoyna of a Mitzayra? Maybe it's different. Why? Because he's a Mitzayra, it should be different? Not because inherently there's a difference between the Rir Rishoyna of an ordinary person and the Rir Rishoyna of a Mitzayra. It's but because Mitzayra has another din, that his Mayan is also Tame. So that's the question. If you look at it as an ordinary Rir Rishoyna, okay, so a Rir Rishoyna is Tumas Maga. But if you look at it as a Mayan of a Mitzayra, so now you look at it as Tumachamura. So the Gemara says, again, so what's the Shaila? So it's similar to the shiloh we had earlier. Earlier we had a shiloh about dam from the makar, we're applicable, meaning dam toya, whether that's a mayan or not. So here we have like the male version of it, the ziva, that's yoitzer from not the mitzayras, the mitzayra. Whether we look at it as mayan or we don't look at it as mayan. It says in the parasha of a regular zav, this is a zav bal shtei riyos, tomehu, we learn from there, la zav shu tome, that the zav, the actual Ziva, the thing that came out of the person, is metama, and it's metama b'mas. It's the Gemara b'mai. What are we talking about? Are we talking about an ordinary zav, which is certainly what the pasuk sounds like? What do we need a pasuk to tell me that the ziva itself is metama b'mas? Why not? It's a kal v'chomer. Because when the person himself is roya, when he discharges now the riyashniya, he becomes tame, and so tame that he's matame b'masa. He becomes a shtik tumachamura. So if he becomes tumachamura, that means the ziva was able to be matame him. So if it's able to be matame him, certainly it itself should have this same status of tumachamura. So madach the ziva is matame the person that discharged the ziva. Certainly the ziva itself should be tame. So what do we need a pasuk to tell me? Zoyvoy tame who? To tell me that the actual ziva, the actual discharge, is tame. I know it. Elopshita must be, we're talking about a case, this is a gishmak, where the ziva wasn't matame the person. Pshita b'mitzayra. Why wasn't in the time of the Mitzayra? Because he's Tomei anyways. Ain't Tomei Chal al Tomei, right? He's anyways Tomei. So being that he's anyways, he's Tomei, so it's not a Geya. Meaning this Ziva wasn't Metame him. And it's the year where I don't have a Kal V'Chaymer. So I wouldn't be able to say, oh, it was Metame. No, it wasn't Metame. He was anyways Tomei. So Elamai, I need a Pasuk B'Kai Gavna to tell me that over here the Ziva is going to be Tomei. So what's the Kasho? Mid Itzrach Kralur Buri Riyashniya. Being that I need a Pasuk to tell me that the Riyashniya of a Mitzayra is Tomei because of a new Pasuk. Shemami no Makam Ziva Lamayinu. You see from here that the Makam Ziva is not a Mayan, because if the Malkam Ziva was a Mayan, then I wouldn't need a pasuk to tell me that the Riyah Shniyah of a Mitzayra is Tameh, because even the Riyah Rishoyna of the Mitzayra would be Tameh, because every Mayan that comes from the Mitzayra is Tameh. From the fact that I need a pasuk to tell me that the Riyah Shniyah of a Mitzayra is Tameh, Zoysay Meris, it's not a Mayan. Zakti Gemara, Amali Rabbi Huda, Medeskai to the Rav, Ami Mayan. I don't think you have it right. Maybe the pasuk is not talking about a Mitzayra, rather it's talking about a regular Zoth. And the pasuk is telling me that
that the ziva, the actual discharge, is a cheftza of tamei. What was the problem? Udekamer, don't I know that from a kavah chaymer? Lacherum goyrum tomei latzmei lekolshkein. If the ziva makes the zav tamei, then certainly in it itself should be tamei. No, sira mishtalech techiach. I can bring you a raya from somewhere in Shas that it's not like that. The sara mishtalech she goyrum tomei lacherum. The halacha was that the koyen or the ish iti that sent the sara mishtalech down the mountain, he became tamei. Vuatzmei tar. Yet the sara mishtalech was tar. Right when he threw the sar down the mountain. The sar mishtalech was tahar. Why was it tahar? Because it's an animal, bachai, has no way of being mekabel tumah. That's always the chumra of Adam over behemah in the world of tumah v'tahira. In the world of pirches, Adam could be mekabel tumah while he's alive. A behemah, after it's dead, tumas aichun, tumas nevela, but while he's alive, not. So the sar mishtalech is for sure tahar. Yet the person that threw the sar, nichabis begad of the pasuk says, so clearly he was tumah. So you see already this anomaly that something can be metameh, but it itself is not tumah. Therefore, I need a pasuk to tell me that even though I already know that the ziva is matami, but how do we know the ziva itself is matami? That's Amar Abaye. Abaye heard this whole exchange, right? He heard this whole shaila. Boy, Rav Yosef. Abaye said, "Mighty boy, like chashtenish answer shaila." But who the Amar? Didn't you, Rav Yosef, teach us zoyis teres hazav ben gadol ben katan that we equate the zav gadol and katan? Mekimin the nafkele mehasam. If that's the case, ayater lezacher lerabbis mitzayr lemaynoisav nekeva lerabbis mitzayras lemaynoisel. As in the beginning of the daf, right? We said that when it says Lezachar only came in the parish of Zav, Lezachar was coming to be marbe the Mayan of a Mitzayra, Nekeva was coming to be marbe the Mayan of a Nekeva. Then there was a Machloyim Shayim Bishil, that's where they separated. What about the Dam Tahar, that's Yoritzer from the Makar by Mitzayras? But forget Machloyim Shayim Bishil now. Just the basic premise that from a Pasuk in the parish of Zav, we learned that a halacha, specifically, that the Zachar and the Nekeva, the Mitzayra and the Mitzayras, their Mayan is Atame. And where was it learned from? The parasha of Zav. So if that's the case, Tainas Abaya, the Akshay Rachmanu Mitzayr Lezav Gomer. That means there's a hekesh, there's a pasuk of Zav from where we're learning Hilchas Mitzayr. That means there's some hekesh between a Mitzayr and a Zav. What do I do with this hekesh? Mazav Gomer, Metabe B'masa. Afriya Rishon Yishon Mitzayr, Metabe B'masa. Zav Gomer is Metabe B'masa, that's for sure. So too, the Riya Rishonah of a mitzayra is going to be metame b'masa as well. Zok the Gemara, another Gemara. Me inyan le inyan, all by seinyan. I'm a Rafuna. Rafuna said, Ria Rishayna shazah metame ba'oines. The Ria Rishayna v'zav is metame ba'oines. So we saw already a little bit earlier that one big difference between a zav and a zava is that a zava that has her discharge ba'oines, she's also tame. A zav that discharges ba'oines, it won't be considered tame, which is very interesting because, for example, even if he had the discharge because of a hearer, for example, that could be considered oynes. It's a Mishnah, Mesechtes Nazir, Al Shiva Dvarim, Baitken Es Azav. Right, there's seven questions that the Zav, like that he has to fill out before we determine whether he's a Zav or he's not a Zav. By a woman, no, she sees Dam Nida, she sees Dam Nida. You don't have to answer any questions. It's Dafka then by a Zav, because it's Allah by a Zav, that a Zav is only the Tamar, is only the Tamar if it's not Ba'inis. By a Zav, there's no such halacha. Rafuna was discussing, what about the Ria Rishayna of a Zav? What would be the halacha over there? If he saw that Ria Ba'inis, I thought there's a halacha that by a zav it can't be by this. What's the shayla? Because we said that the rear yishayin of a zav is like a balkari, and avada balkari by this is oichet a balkari. So that's the shayla. How far again do we take this hekish between the rear yishayin of a zav and the balkari? The same shayla we had earlier about a child that's less than 9 years old, being that he doesn't have Tumas Keri, so does he have Riyah Rishayna Shel Zav? Avada once is a second Riyah, there's no question. But before the second Riyah, all there was the Riyah Rishayna. Similar question, the Riyah Rishayna of a Zav, is it Metama even Ba'inis, similar to Balkari or no? There's Halacha by Zav, it doesn't matter if it's the Riyah Rishayna, the Shniyah, the Shlishes, that maybe it's not Metama Ba'inis. So said Rav Huna, Riyah Rishayna Shel Zav, Metama Ba'inis, a big chiddush. Even though the Mishnah says Zav usually not Ba'inis, this is the Shanem Azoyis Teres Hazav, Vashet Teitze, Mimenu Shech Vazer, Mashach Vazer Metama Ba'inis, just because there's Metama Ba'inis, after Riyah Rishayna Shel Zav, Metama Ba'inis, based on this hekesh. Zok Yomar Toshma, at first glance, says the Gemara, I think it's a Mishnah. Mishnah weir, Mesechta Zavim. There's actually a Mesechta called Mesechta Zavim. Perik Beis, Mishnah Beis. Ra, Ria Rishayna. If a man had a Ria Rishayna, Mitama Ba'inis, that loch is, it's I'm sorry, bait kenoisa. No, that would be a mafurish mishnah. Ra riyah rishayna, bait kenoisa. We're baitik. My lab, what are we baitik? Aren't we baitik to see if it was ba'ines or beratz? And to determine whether or not he's tame. Then where it says like the carbon. You're right. We're being baitik to know if it was ba'ines or not. That's for sure what the bedika was. But not to determine whether he's tame, because it could be he's tame regardless, like Rafuna said. Similar to a balkari. A riyah rishayna of azav is like a balkari. The reason we're doing a bedika is to find out if he'll be chayiv carbon if he has another riyah and another. But the bedikah is not to determine whether he's not. Tashma, the Mishnah over there continues and says, "B'shnia baidik noisay." They used to be baidik by the shnia as well. Lema ilay mele carbon. Is it again to determine whether he's chayiv carbon? Avlo tomalai. You'll tell me they're not doing bedikah to determine whether he's tami because he's for sure tami. Even if it happened by ines, that's for sure not because ikri kami psar v'le machmas einsay. That posik, that's the drasha, that's the makar. That is obvious metama. Only beratzin, not if it was ba'ayinus. Elo lav l'tumah. So that's poshet, that you don't become a zav bal shtei riyos unless it was not ba'ayinus. So when it says bait genoisai with regards to the second riyah, you're for sure being baidik to determine what? Whether this person is tame. So argues the Gemara, mid the seifa l'tumah, reisha nami l'tumah. It says they were baidik for the first riyah, then it says they were baidik for the second riyah. The bedikah for the second riyah was for sure for tumah. Because that's a drasha, that if the second riyah was ba'inis, he's not going to become a zav that needs shivanikiyan, for example, right? For sure not. His riyah is not going to be metame b'masa. That's a mishnah. That's not negotiable. So once the second bedika means fatumah, doesn't it make sense that the first bedika shouldn't be consistent? Is also for what the Gemara say? No, the first bedika is not fatumah. It's not to determine whether he's tummy. He's tummy even if it's ba'inus because he's not worse than a balkari. It's to determine whether if there was a third riyah, he would have to bring a carbon. Says the Gemara, the same the tumah ration. Nami the tumah the Gemara says me the area. Not necessarily. Hakadisa for hakadisa like the Gemara often does. It's always a little more geschmack. When a Mishnah is consistent, but you can't prove anything by making a Mishnah inconsistent because it's okay. Hakadisa, Hakadisa. So the first Baitkin is Tame or not Tame? I'm sorry, is carbon or not carbon? The second Bedika is Tame or not Tame? Tashma. There's a third Bedika that's mentioned in the Mishnah. Blezer says, Apashlishi Baitkin Oiser. Blezer says they used to be Baitkin even for the third Riyah. Mipnea carbon to determine whether he's Chayiv a carbon. What do you see from him? Michal Tanakam, Nea Tuma Kamar. Rebbe Eliezer was the one that was Moisif that you do Bedika for carbon. It sounds like in the Tanakamah's world, you were never being Baitik for carbon. That's why you don't have to do Bedika on the third one. You only do Bedika on the first and the second. For the Tuma parts, you need to do Bedika, but not for the carbon. And that's why they hold. Once you're tame after the riyah shnia, the third riyah is only negay of the carbon. There's no point in doing a bedikah for the third one. So how could you tell me the pshat of the Tanakami is when he said you do bedikah on the riyah shnia, it's for the carbon. Only Rebbe Eliezer holds you do bedikahs for the carbon. Because if the Chachamim agreed you do bedikahs for the carbon, then the Chachamim would have held that you have to do a bedikah for the third riyah also. Right? Michal the Tanakami ne'atuma gomer. Where's this light? Kuli alma the carbon. Maybe everybody holds you do have to do bedikahs for the carbon. So why then does the Chachamim hold you don't do a bedikah for the third riyah? Right? The third riyah is not negeya toma. The third riyah is only negeya carbon. The first riyah is negeya toma. The second riyah is negeya toma. The third riyah is only negeya carbon. It sounds like it's Rebbe Eliezer's chiddush that you do bedikah for the third riyah. Koin tacham, you don't have to do bedikas for the third riyah. Why not? Oh, probably because as it relates to the carbon that the zav brings, which gets triggered with the third riyah, it doesn't matter if it's ba'inus or beratzin. Carbon doesn't father Ratzin versus Zionist. It's the Tumah that does. The Tumah is done after the second Riyah. You don't become more Tame with a third Riyah. It only impacts the carbon. It doesn't impact the Tumah. So if that's the case, it sounds like the Machloikas, Rebbe Lezen, the Chachamim is, do you need to determine that it wasn't Ba'inis to establish a Chiyuv carbon or not? It's Rebbe Eliezer Shita, not the Chachamim Shita. If that's the case, how could you tell me that the Riyah Rishayna was for the carbon, right? That's the point. So the Gemara says, no, really, everybody holds that the carbon also required Bedika. The reason the Chachamim then argue with Rebbe Eliezer and hold you don't need to do a bedikah for the third riyah has nothing to do with carb. What does it have to do with v'hacha be'esim komiflagi? The machlokes is whether we're dairish esim shebetayra. Rabbanon loy darshi esim. The Rabbanon held you don't darshin esim. Rebbe Eliezer dairish esim, and Rebbe Eliezer was dairish esim. How does this play out? Rabbanon loy darshi esim. The Rabbanon didn't darshin esim. Therefore, it says in the pasuk v'adava benidasa v'hazov. Es zoyvoy la zochor v'lana keva. Hazov is one riyah. Chada zoyvoy. They don't darshan the s. You skip the s. Is a second riyah, and then it says la zochor. So for the two riyos, it's la zochor. It has the unique status of a zochor zov, which means we have to determine whether it was ba'inus or not. B'shlishi, as it relates to the next one, then you have the next word. Akshir Rachman alana keva. And just like my keva, it doesn't matter if it's ba'inus baratzen. You don't have to do a bedika for the third riyah. Rebbe Eliezer darish asin. Rebbe Eliezer did darshan asin, and he darshan hazav chada es. Tarti, Zoivoy, Tlas. So three La Zachar, all three Medikais, you have to determine, is this the Zachar, meaning the unique Allah of Oynes and Ratzin? It's only Brevi, actually, Rachman Alon Kevah. It's for the fourth one, actually, Rachman Alon Kevah. So Machloikis is not whether the carbon, the Machloikis is whether we darshin as we don't darshin as, and in other words, whether the third Re'iyah needs a Medikah. Maybe the third Re'iyah is already actually in a Kevah, just like in the Kevah, it doesn't matter if it's Oynes and Ratzin. It could be for the Zav, it wouldn't matter whether it's Oynes and Ratzin either. So again, where are we now? We're back to Ravunas Halacha. Ria Rishayna Shal Zav, Metame Ba'oynes. Even though usually there's a halacha of Mipsaroi, V'loi Machmas Oynsoi, B'shev Adrachim Boit Kenes Hazav, but that's all with regards to the Ria Shniyah, according to Rabbi Yehazah, the Ria Shlishas. But the first Ria says Ravuna, one thing's for sure, it doesn't matter. If he has a Ria Rishayna of Ziva, it's no worse than a Balkari. And a Balkari's Tomei, so he's going to be talking about Toshma, I think I have it right. Rabbi Yitzchak Goyim, Rabbi Zav, B'chal Balkari, Ha Yazav, B'chal Balkari. Yeah, you would have thought, without the parish of Zav, you would have thought Zav is a Balkari. Who would know to distinguish between this type of Kari and that type of Kari? You'd for sure assume that they're one and the same. Mama Yotz is, now that Terry told me a parish of Zav, it's Lahakalal of Ula Hachmerav. What comes out is a Kula no Chumra. How? Lahakalal of Shemetam Ba'inis. The Kula of Zav is he's not Metam Ba'inis. Ula Hachmerav, there's also a Chumra. Shu, Isa Mishka Vamayshav. Right, you have Thomas Mishka Vamayshav. There's certainly Chumras of a Zav over a Balkari. What are we talking about? Elam and Riyah Shni. Are we talking about a Zav that already had two Riyahs? Icha have a Bechal Balkari. Where do you find that a Zav that had two Riyahs is Bechal Balkari? It's not true. It's very different than a Balkari. Elup Shita Ria Rishayna. We mean the Zav Ria Rishayna. The Ria Rishayna of a Zav is very similar to a Balkari. Viktani, and what does it say? Lahakel Olav She'ena Metame Ba'inis. And you see clearly that there's a Kula in Zav. What's the Kula? That it's not Metame Ba'inis. But the Gemara says, Betizbara, is that true? Lahachmer Olav Shu'oysa Mishka V'moysha B'ri Rishayna V'amishka V'moysha V'u. How can you tell me that we're talking about a Zav that had one Re'iyah? It said that he's Metame Mishka V'moysha, which was a Chumra. That's not true. He's not Metame Mishka V'moysha when it's a Re'iyah Rishayna. He's only Metame Mishka V'moysha after the Re'iyah Shnei. Allahachi comes. You have to read the Brayis as follows. Rabbi Yitzchak, Rabbi Yitzchak says, V'lezov B'chal Balkari Hay B'ri Rishayna. Azav was B'chal Balkari with regards to the Re'iyah Rishayna. B'lama Yatzah B'ri'iyah Shnei. Why then? When the Torah mentioned the Riyah Shniyah, it was Lahakalal of Ula Hachmerav. They teach me a Kula and a Chumra. Lahakalal, what's the Kula? She'ena Metame Ba'inis. Lahachmerav, what's the Chumra? Shehu Oysa Mishkav U Moishav, that you're going to have Thomas Mishkav U Moishav. Either way, you have no right. Omer Rav Huna said, what's the difference between a Zav and a Balkari? So he said, in terms of the actual Ziva and the actual carry. So Rav Huna said, Zoiv is doima lemei batseik shel sa'irim. It's similar to the water of the dough of barley. Zoiv ma'bi basar am meis. Zoiv comes out of a person's body while the basar is meis, meaning not when it's aroused. Shichvazer ba'mi basar achai, only when it's alive. Zoiv deya is deya. V'doima lo'loivin beitza hamuzeris. It's similar to the white of a beitza hamuzeris. This bad egg, this egg that was supposed to turn into an afrayach and didn't. Shichvazer kshur, it's a little thicker. V'doima lo'loivin beitza she'ena muzeris. And it's similar to a beitza she'ena muzeris. So just before we end, two ha'aras. One shorter ha'ara, and one a little bit more of a lamda shara. So first the short ara. That is, so the Gemara mentioned in the context of its discussion of whether or not you have to be Baidek the Zav for his third Re'iyah to determine whether he's Chayv a Garvin, to understand whether it was Ba'inus of Baratzin, a Machlekes Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim. Rabbi Eliezer said, Af Beshlushi Baidkenoisai Mipnei a Garvin, and the Tanakhama, the Chachamim said, they didn't do any Bedika for the third Re'iyah. And the Gemara said, what's the Hezber in the Machlekes? First, the Gemara thought the machlokes is whether you need to do bedikas for carbon. Then the Gemara said, look, the kuliyam of the carbon, everybody agrees, you do have to do bedikas for carbon. The machlokes is be'esen komifligay. Machlokes is whether you darshan esen. Rabbanon loy darshi esen. Rabbi Eliezer darsh esen. Rabbanon didn't darshan esen. V'hazov. They don't darshan es. Then it says zoivoy. So you only have two re'iyos that are lazachar. They have to determine whether it was ba'inus or not. Rabbi Eliezer, however, darshan esen. So it's v'hazov one, es two. Zoivoy, three. So it's three that you would have to determine. Either way, what comes out from this Gemara L'chaira is that Rabbi Eliezer was Dairish Essen and the Rabbana were not Dairish Essen. So of course, what came to mind is Shimon Amsuni Hoyo Dairish Kol Essen Shevet Torah. Adshe
till he came to the pasuk Hashem lekecha tira, and didn't know what to darshan. He used to darshan es le rabbis, and what are you going to be marba from es Hashem lekecha tira? You should fear Hakadosh Baruch Hu, and what else? What can equate to Hakadosh Baruch Hu? Atzibor Rabbi Akiva, to Rabbi Akiva came and he taught es Hashem lekecha tira le rabbis lamid chachamim. Rabbi Akiva clearly was darish asim shabataira, even further than Shimon Amsuni. Shimon Amsuni used to darshan, and then he walked away from it. Atzibor Rabbi Akiva, and he darshaned es Hashem lekecha tira. No, Rabbi Akiva was also darish kol asim shabataira. We have Rabbi Eliezer right here. Nidalam and Heyman Aleph was Dairish Esim Shabbatayra. And we have Rabbi Akiva, Psachim Chavbeis, Raut Shas, who was also Dairish Esim Shabbatayra. We know Rabbi Akiva was a Talmud Rabbi Eliezer. He was a Talmud Muvik of Rabbi Eliezer. So it seemed at first glance that Rabbi Akiva, who's Dairish Esim Shabbatayra, which everybody knows, is based on a Rabbi Eliezer that not everybody knows. Tucked away, Nidalam and Heyman Aleph, where Rabbi Eliezer was Dairish, called Esim Shabbatayra. Rabbi Akiva, perhaps, as a Talmud Rabbi Eliezer, but either way, regardless. Whether, Talmud, Nish Talmud, or that's the reason why he's Dairish Esam Shabbatayra, he was definitely a Talmud. But whether that's the reason or not the reason, Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Akiva are the two Tanoim and Shas who were Dairish Esam Shabbatayra. Shimon Amsuni used to, and then he stopped. Rabbi Akiva seems like was consistent with it, and this is Rabbi Eliezer Shita Nar Gemara, Nidalam and Heyam and Al. So I was thinking, what would be the halacha? Do we darshan Esam Shabbatayra or not? So obviously, you can start going through Gemaras, open up Shulchan Aruch and Rambans, and try to figure it out. But let's keep it from a high level, from a Kloli Ashas perspective. I think at first glance, we have a conflicting mashmois. Because if Rabbi Akiva was Dairish Esam Shabbatayra, we know the rule, halacha k'Rabbi Akiva mechaveira, that we always pass on Rabbi Akiva. So if we always pass on Rabbi Akiva, so l'chura, Rabbi Akiva, k'neged d'chacham, avada we would pass on Rabbi Akiva. We would say that we're Dairish Esam Shabbatayra. The problem is, it's also Rabbi Eliezer. And whenever Rabbi Eliezer says something, the halacha is not like him. Rabbi Eliezer Shamuti, whether it means because he was in Cherem, the Mais of Tainu Achnoi, or whether it means he was Mitalmid Beis Shammai, but the halach is not like Beis Shammai. So, Lachur, what do we do over here? Right? We have a shtickle of stalemate here. On the one hand, you have Halacha Krib Yakiva. Mitzad Sheni, you have Rabbi Eliezer Shamuti. So, which one is it? If Halacha Krib Yakiva, we're going to be Dairish Asin. But if Rabbi Eliezer Shamuti, then Lachur, we can't be Dairish Asin. So, I was thinking maybe to shtel to a Kesef Mishnah. The Kesef Mishnah is in Hilchas Reitzeach Veshmiras HaNefesh. It's Perik Tes Halacha Tes. It's a completely unrelated sugya. The Rambam over there is discussing the halacha of Egla Rufa. From what part of the chalal, of the corpse, did they measure to see which city it was closest to? Mehecham Moididin. And the Rambam says that the answer is Mechait Moid. They used to do it from its nose. Okay, says the Kesef Mishnah. Really, it's a Mishnah in Masechta Soita Daf Mem Hei Amid Beis. Minayin Hoyim Oydidin. Rabbi Eliezer Oymer Mitivurai. Rabbi Akiva Oymer Mechait Moy. Rabbi Eliezer Ben Yaakov Oymer Rez Ben Yaakov said, Mimokim Shanasa Cholo Mitzavare. It's from his chest. Either way, says the Kesef Mishnah. It's a three of Machlekes in a Mishnah. Rabbi Eliezer said, Mitivurai. Rabbi Akiva said, Mechait Moy. Rabbi Eliezer Ben Yaakov said, Mimokim Shanasa Cholo. Upasak says the Kesef Mishnah. Who then did the Rambam Paskin like? He paskin like Rabbi Akiva. In other words, this Rambam, which at first glance seems like a very innocent psak, because he paskin like Rabbi Akiva in a Mishnah, in Mesechtes Soita, Daf Mem Hei Amid Beis. Obefreik the Kesef Mishnah, v'yesh litmoya. It's a pell of this Rambam. Dog time along, because we have a klal, Mishnas Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, Kavanoki. We don't have a lot of Mishnayas from Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. But wherever he said something in a Mishnah, it's Noki. We paskin like him. If that's the case, Freik the Kesef Mishnah, why did the Rambam paskin? Mehechem Moididin, Mechait Moid like Rabbi Akiva. L'churi should have paskin like Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. Mimokin Shanasachal Mitzavara. It's a Mishnas Rabbi Eliezer. It's not a Bryce, it's a Mishnas Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. So if it's a Mishnas Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, how in the world the Rambam paskin like Rabbi Akiva, not like Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. Says the Kesef Mishnah, "V'tzorach loyma she'soy v'shloy noymer klal ze litchais ma dekaymalon halacha k'Rabbi Akiva mechaveiro." Because it's true, there is a klal of Mishnas Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov kavanaki, but there's another klal halacha k'Rabbi Akiva mechaveiro. So the Rambam felt that the two klalim were colliding. They were coming head on. Which one do I paskin like? On the one hand, it's Mishnas Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov Kavanaki. We always paskin Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. On the other hand, Halacha Rabbi Akiva Mechaverov. I always paskin like Rabbi Akiva, even Keneged the Rabbi. Here I have both. I have a Machloikis Rabbi Akiva Mechaverov, and I have a Mishnas Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. So do I paskin Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov or Rabbi Akiva? Said the Kesef Mishnah in the world of Dechia, Halacha Kribi Akiva Mechaberev is Doicha Mishnah's Rabbi Lezim and Yaakov Kavanoki, half of a fella, and that's why the Rambam Basli Rabbi Akiva. So I was thinking maybe there's a Tzushtel. Here too, you have two Klolin. You have Halacha Kribi Akiva Mechaberev. Rabbi Akiva was the Dairish Asim Shabbatayr. The Rabbanu Narsugi clearly warrant. You have Rabbi Eliezer Shamuti. So if you have a Shaila, which one? They're coming together, they're converging. So do I paskin Halacha Rabbi Akiva Chaberev? Is that Doicha Rabbi Eliezer Shamuti? Is Rabbi Eliezer Shamuti Doicha? So maybe this is the Kesef Mishnah. Halacha Kribi Akiva Michaber will be Doicha, and as a result, but I think it's fundamentally different, and I think it's Pasha. And the reason is, why is Mishnah's Rabbi Lezmi Yaakov Kavanaki? Because Rabbi Lezmi Yaakov apparently was Koichai Behaira. He was a Gavur Rabbah. It's a Mefurish Gemara Masechtas Menachos, and the Gemara talks about what a Gavur Rabbah Rabbi Lezmi Yaakov was specifically in Halacha. So if he said something, Halacha Kamoisai B'chol Makom, we always pass him like him. Why is Halacha Kribi Akiva Michaber? Because he was also a Gavur Rabbah, it's for the same reason. Rabbi Akiva is a Gavur Rabbah, and it's for that reason we always paskin. It's for that reason we always paskin like Rabbi Akiva. But why is the halacha not like Rabbi Eliezer? No, so the end is a shayla. So if you had Rabbi Akiva against Rabbi Lezim and Yaakov, you have two Gavur Rabbahs, they're going up against each other. So what do you do? So says the Kesef Mishnah, as great as Rabbi Lezim and Yaakov was of Rabbi Akiva, Moshe Rabbeinu goes up to Shemayim, he to be makabel to tell you story of Rabbi Akiva, he tells Hashem, why are you giving Torah with me? You should give it with Rabbi Akiva. Right? I want to see his schar, who Torah is schar. He was blown away with Rabbi Akiva. That's the great Rabbi Akiva, right? So he was so spoiled from Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva is so great. He's greater than Rabbi Lezim and Yaakov. And that's why if it's Halacha Rabbi Akiva Chaverev, it's a point of who's greater. That's mamash what it is. Is Rabbi Akiva greater? Is Rabbi Lezim and Yaakov greater? It's Kesef Mishnah, Hilchas Reitzeh, Ushmiris HaNefesh, Perek Tes, Halacha Tes. It's Rabbi Akiva. But why is Rabbi Eliezer Shamuti? It's because he wasn't great? It's because Rabbi Eliezer, we can never paskin like Rabbi Eliezer. That's not the reason. Rabbi Eliezer Shamuti, Rabbi Eliezer was not stam great. The reason we don't paskin Rabbi Eliezer Agodol with the Hei Yedia. The reason Rabbi Eliezer is Shamuti is because it was kach nikva halacha that we cannot paskin like Rabbi Eliezer. It's a din in Rabbi Eliezer, he's Shamuti, he's a chayra, we can't touch his shita. So if that's the case, maybe just because Rabbi Akiva also said it, that doesn't necessarily mean that now we're allowed to paskin that way. If it's a question of greatness, okay, once Rabbi Akiva says something, that's it. That Rabbi Akiva ends the conversation. That's the point of this Kesef Mishnah. Okay, so you're right, there's a svara. Maybe we don't possibly, yeah, but this is you have Rabbi Akiva. What are you going to do? That law has to be like Rabbi Akiva. But the yisoid of Rabbi Eliezer Shamuti has nothing to do with a lack of greatness of Rabbi Eliezer that you could say now he has an ally supporting him, Rabbi Akiva, so now the law will be like him. It's a psak in Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer is Shamuti. And being that Rabbi Eliezer is Shamuti, we can't pass, right, just to be moisiv. We mentioned the Chassam Soif in the beginning of the Masechta and Dav Zayin. Chassam Soif says in his Chidushim Masechtas Nida, he says that a few places in his drushes, and in his Chuvas, he says that why is Rabbi Eliezer Shamuti? He was Mitamid B'Shamai. Frank the Chavis Yor in the Chuvah, he was the only one of the Tanam with Tamid B'Shamai. He's the only one we find that Shamuti. So he says he has a Mesoira, says the Chassam Soif. I don't remember where I saw it. That's his Lashon. He says, but Chassam Soif is Lashon. He says, I don't remember where I saw it, but this is what I was in Kabul. And that is because Rabbi Eliezer said in Sukkah Chav Chesem Aleph, Me'ulam Lo Yamarti Dover, Shalo Yishamati Mi Rabbi. I never said something that I didn't hear from my Rabbi. What was he referring to? He was referring to his Beis Shammai Rabbeim, and that's why it was established that we're never going to pass like Rabbi Eliezer because he said clearly, I'm Beis Shammai. Now, why don't we pass like Beis Shammai? Because they're wrong. No, the Baskel said Elu Elu Dibur Lekim Chayim. Not just that loss of love, we're going to pass like Beis Shammai. It's because there's a rule. The rule is we don't pass like Beis Shammai. If the rules we don't pass like Beis Shammai has nothing to do with right or wrong, I don't know if Rabbi Akiva can help you for that. Where could Rabbi Akiva help you? That's the question. Who got it right? Oh, who got it right? Rabbi Akiva always gets it right. That's halacha Rabbi Akiva mechavera. But where there's a separate cheshbon over here that maybe we cannot pass like Rabbi Eliezer because he's Beis Shammai, because he's Shamuti, for whatever reason, maybe over here it's going to be different. And we'll save the second aura, geshmaka ha'ara, mi'etz Hashem for tomorrow.